Trey, first thing I just want to ask you, how did it feel walking into the building today, knowing that you had just signed this extension through 2021?
It's a blessed feeling. I've been ecstatic since yesterday. Just excited. Put all the work behind us. Now it's time to get back to the field. You know, all the paperwork is dried and all that. The ink is dried, and I'm just excited, man.
I know you kept pretty quiet about all this. Everybody knew you were on the last year of your rookie deal, and you didn't say too much about it. But was this something that was weighing on you at all? Was it something that you were hoping you could go to training camp with this behind you? Or was it not something that was really on your mind too much at all?
I thought about it. It was always in the back of my mind, but I was confident in my representation, confident in the organization. I knew how they felt about me, and I had a thought that something happened, and I'm just glad we was able to get it done so I could just focus on football.
And obviously, it's been pretty busy around these parts. Some changes have been made, of course. Dave Gintelman, the guy who drafted you and brought you in, of course, no longer here. And you got to meet Marty Herney for the first time. Obviously, you were a priority for him. He's been here just a few days, and he's already locked you up to a long-term deal. What kind of message did that send to you?
It just shows, you know, how they feel about me, and it makes me feel honored, to be honest. It helps me to go out on the field and continue to give my all, and knowing that I'm going to be here through 2021, I'm just excited, man. Thanks to the organization, Mr. Richardson, and I'm just excited.
What's next for Trey Turner? I mean, you're a young guy, obviously. You're going to be 28 by the time this contract runs out. You've already been to two Pro Bowls, one of the best young interior linemen in the NFL. I mean, what is next for you? What do you aspire to achieve?
We got to win a Super Bowl, a few of them, I hope, you know. But get one under our belt and keep it going.
Do you envision yourself taking on a bit of a more of a leadership role, Trey? Obviously, you came in as a young guy, and obviously this team is committed to you. But now there are younger guys than you in that offensive line room. And do you see yourself as one who can maybe put your arm around him and become a bit more of a leader as you continue on through your career here?
I'm just going to continue to grow, and whoever I can help around me grow, I'm going to continue to bring them up. We still have guys like Ryan Khalil, Matt Khalil that's in the room that are fearless leaders, as I always will say. But, you know, I'm just going to keep being me, keep being Trey. I know my role, and I'm going to just do what I do best, and that's play ball.
Last question. Ready for training camp?
100%.
All right, Trey. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.